This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author, clergyman, and humanitarian James Herman Robinson was born in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1907. He spent his early childhood in the Bottoms, a polluted slum located along First Creek in downtown Knoxville. Before he was even 10 years old, he had joined a gang, but life changed dramatically when his family moved to Ohio to work in the factories. There, he managed to finish high school and had completed two semesters at Western Reserve University when a Presbyterian minister offered to pay for him to train as a preacher if he would join the church. Robinson gladly accepted the offer and enrolled at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. During the summer of 1933, while staying with his aunt back in Knoxville, Robinson was tasked with overseeing a small Black congregation in a rural community on the outskirts of the city. From the pulpit, he began to encourage his congregation to vote and to become more politically active. But when the white residents heard about this, an angry lynch mob chased him out of town. This experience shaped the direction of the rest of his life. Robinson graduated as the valedictorian of his class, and then he studied for two more years at the Union Theological Seminary in New York City before becoming pastor of Harlem's Church of the Master. Throughout the 1940s, Robinson established numerous community development programs for racial equality, including interracial summer camps. In 1950, Robinson's autobiography was published, titled Road Without Turning. The book makes very clear Robinson's objective of getting Black and white people to work together. The following year, Robinson began a 42,000-mile journey throughout Europe, Asia, and the Middle East to visit foreign students for the Presbyterian Board of Foreign Missions. Following his travels, he worked to establish foreign student exchange programs with many universities and developed the India Project at UCLA. Sadly, in 1952, he was accused of being a fellow traveler and a communist sympathizer. For many years, Robinson had to fight back attempts by the State Department to revoke his passport. In the summer of 1954, Robinson traveled for 3 months throughout sub-Saharan Africa, and upon his return, he collected 500,000 books to send to children there. He also published his second book during this time, titled Tomorrow is Today. In 1958, with growing interest in African independence, foreign aid programs, and foreign policy, Robinson established Operation Crossroads Africa. Through Operation Crossroads, over 4,000 American college students and teachers helped build more than 100 schools, a number of medical clinics, orphanages, village water systems, and many needed facilities. In Liberia alone, over 1,600 teachers were involved in teacher training programs. Robinson received many awards and honors throughout his life and was an inspirational speaker who lectured at colleges and universities all over North America. Many students cited having heard him speak as the reason they became volunteers in their communities. And because of his great vision, President John F. Kennedy sought Robinson's advice in organizing the Peace Corps in 1961. James Herman Robinson died in 1972, but he left us with these words found on the last page of his autobiography. I must win these battles not only for myself and my race, but for the sake of my white brethren themselves, for my country and my Lord.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT.